Blog Talk Radio.
From the deepest, darkest Africa, across the polar ice cap, spanning the jungles of South America, without a compass, without a map, the SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio present Larry Batson's Wild World. Discover with us the wonders of the natural world with nationally known wildlife educator Larry Batson as we discover his wild world.
That's right, we're full of caffeine today as we report from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. This is Larry Batson, your host for Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio as we're celebrating 55 degrees temperatures. That's a cold thing in Los Angeles. And gasping winds. I'm telling you, the winds, all the leaves are going to come down. And Dr. Henry Day from the Wild World News Studios in Indianapolis, Indiana, now HG, with a beautiful knotty pine paneling. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the acoustics sound so great, Dr. Day. Welcome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I saw a squirrel horizontal out there today.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's trying to hold on for their life. It's yeah, whatever, but yeah, it's quite windy. So what's going on in your world, Dr. Day?
Well, I've had a lot of construction done here around the studio. The African gray is in the studio with me today, so you're allowed to hear anything. So if you hear something, it's not me.
Oh, okay. Does it know any dirty words, does it?
It might know a couple, and it probably learned those before it came here. Yeah,
probably. Well, doesn't matter, we're on the internet, so it won't shut us down, that's for sure. So are you ready, Dr. Day? Oh, and our guest, we've got a wonderful guest this week, Dr. Day, Greg Franco from Rough Church and his new band Man's Body. So it's going to be fun. You know, her daddy took her T-Bird away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go.
It's now time from his broadcasting mecca in Indianapolis, Indiana, the distinguished Dr. Henry Day with the Wild World News.
Good evening, everyone. It's October 28th. Halloween is just around the corner. And if you hang around today, I'm going to give you a few Halloween facts that you will find very interesting. Cool. All right, Mr. Batson, we've talked about your bears before, right?
Yeah.
You have two large bears.
I do.
And how much would you say they weigh?
Oh, he probably weighs about 450. She probably weighs about 375, guessing.
All right. Well, we're going to start out our news tonight with a big bear. Picture, if you will, Valier, Montana. Wildlife officials tranquilized and relocated a 900-pound grizzly that wandered into the Birch Creek Hederite colony there.
Where's that at?
Valier, Montana.
And how big is this
pounds of grizzly? 900 pounds.
Huh. Who weighed that, a man or a woman?
If you put your two bears together,
yeah, I know.
A creature the size of a Volkswagen.
I know. That seems like too much.
That job.
Yeah.
Oh, we've got some good news out of. Go ahead.
Never mind.
We got some good news out of Denver. So.
Go ahead.
All right.
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
All right. Good news out of Denver, Colorado. The Trump administration is canceling plans to sell drilling rights on public land where the greater sage grouse lives.
Oh, there they are? What the heck's going on with them?
I know.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. No, they stopped. They stopped the drilling rights.
They're, I know,
canceling the plans. So that's good. I don't know. Yeah. Sometimes we win.
Sometimes we win.
Yeah. That's the voice of Greg Franco, everybody.
In California.
Yeah, in California. Go ahead, Dr. Doug.
Now that's my dog. So.
Well, introduce her. Introduce him.
That's Polly, my dog in the back.
Polly?
She's a Terrapoo.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's an odd color for a coyote. Tucson, Arizona. Officers are using non-lethal paintball guns to combat large numbers of coyotes in a midtown neighborhood. Now, what concerns me about this is, are there lethal paint guns?
Mm-hmm. Right?
So they're just trying to scare the little coyotes away?
With paint guns, yeah.
That's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You're just going to have a neighborhood that's a lot of different colors.
Yeah.
I know.
All right. The kids are getting a little jumpy at a school in Potter, Nebraska. A superintendent says kangaroo meat was mixed with beef and chili served to the students there.
In Nebraska?
That sounds like a solid meal. What?
I've had kangaroo before, and it's okay. But how does that accidentally happen?
I know. That's kind of odd.
Man, you know what I was just thinking, Dr. Day, are you there?
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of thinking about that, mixing that kangaroo meat with the beef and whatnot for the cafeteria lunches. I've always wondered what lead guitarist of the Kinks, Dave Davies, would think about that.
Have we got another?
Hello!
Dave, you there?
Yeah, I was listening to the show. It was talking about kids eating kangaroo meat.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. I've never actually seen a kangaroo in person, so no, maybe they are tasty. I don't know. Maybe it's okay then.
Maybe.
Somebody was hopping mad.
Somebody was hopping, man. Oh, well.
Thank you, Dave.
Girl, you really got me going.
I love it when Dave's on.
I love it, too.
It's a little expensive, but it's worth it.
That is an expensive. You know, the last time we had Dave Davies on the show, it cost me $118.
Yeah.
What? For what?
A call to England. Yeah, a call to
London calling.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Day.
All right, let's get on so we can get Greg on. Now, you remember a few years ago, we did this story on the show. There was a lake in northern Indiana that had a lot of rain in the area, and a lot of the trees along the bank when the water came up washed out. Well, one of the large trees had an eagle nest in it, and it contained 29 collars from pets.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Now, see, those were only some of the pets that had collars on. You can imagine there were probably a few more that weren't wearing collars.
Jeez Louise.
But our next story comes out of Concord, New Hampshire. Yeah, a record 70 bald eagles have fledged this past summer.
Oh, good.
So as the bald eagle in population increases, you're going to have to keep your small animals inside because they're just bait.
Wow.
Well, the eagle population increases, the small, cute puppy population decreases.
I guess all that's nature, yeah.
Yep.
All right, if you want to know how to raise rats for fun and profit, head to Boston, Massachusetts. Suburban Boston communities like Belmont and Peabody are dealing with a surge in rat infestations.
Okay, good. I need some
now
rest.
You're now you're talking my language. I'm a Dodgers fan.
Oh,
well,
I forgot.
You'll be happy. Go ahead.
Who won last night? The Dodgers?
The Dodgers lost, but I was at that 18-inning game the other night, the whole game for hours, and we won
that.
We made history, the longest World Series game ever.
My gosh.
Well, you are one hell of a sports fan.
It was fun. It was with my mom and my wife and a friend, and I was talking to Rob Reiner all night, and he was sitting right next to me.
Wow.
Cool. Oh,
yeah.
Touch greatness.
Yeah, he was really great.
Yeah, I'll bet.
That was
incredible.
Fun.
That's a whole story in itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked a lot. The game today is in L.A., and then they have two in Boston, and they have to win three in a row to win the World Series. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, why
in the sports section, you know.
Yeah. Right.
Well, while we're in Boston, Massachusetts, I got a couple of more things to tell you. Boston holds the record for the most jack-o'-lanterns lit at once, and that's around 30,128.
That's cool.
So that is fun, isn't it? All right. Well, here's some sad news out of Massachusetts, Princeton, Provincetown. Researchers say Ladders, a fin whale that washed ashore there, was known to the scientists there for over 30 years. They had been studying him. And now they're going to do a necropsy to see exactly what killed Ladders. But been part of the research team there for 30 years. So sad to hear about that. Anglers in Charleston, West Virginia will have some happy anglers because Natural Resources says it will stock streams and ponds with golden rainbow trout again next spring.
Oh, good.
That's exciting.
That is.
Elvin Bishop would say, we're going a fish, a fish, a fish, a fish, a fish. All right, here's some, don't do this, Bangor, Maine. A Canadian man was sentenced to a month in jail for importing illegally harvested moose antlers. He brought them into the U.S., which is a no-no. And since they were illegally harvested, they were poached. So you get a month in jail and one hell of a fine. Don't do that. The good news is there were no flying squirrels harmed.
Yeah.
Real funny today. That's really funny.
All right. If you want to find out if two heads are better than one, then you need to head to Frankfort, Kentucky. The Salato Wildlife Education Center plans to display a two-headed copperhead.
Whoa.
Still alive.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
now,
cool.
Many years ago, you rescued a couple of copperheads, didn't you?
I rescued a oil drum that was half filled with them.
What?
Yeah, we were down in West Virginia, and I was with a science teacher, and the people that live in the hills would collect snakes for us. And we went to one guy's place, and we looked in, and he had this oil drum. It was half filled with copperheads, and I said, where'd you get these? He said, well, he says, we took the car out with a log chain. We'd pull off the big rocks and get into the dens. I said, what
That's
are you going to do
with
them? Yeah, he said, what are you going to do with all these snakes? And they said, well, the belt people are coming in to make belts and wallets. They're going to come in. I says, oh, really? I says, how much do you want for them? And he says, he thought about it. He said, well, I got to have at least 25 cents a piece. So we started bagging snakes. I think I bought like 100 of them at least.
Oh.
And I took them down to all my old snake hunting spots in southern Indiana and set them free and found out later that's very illegal.
That's a no-no.
Yeah, they said we can't do that.
No.
Yeah, but...
That's a good story.
I figured I caught that many snakes out of those hills. I could at least have a chance to replace them.
Pretty nice.
I thought
very good.
All right, gentlemen, it is time to play Who's Gotten Older.
Oh, I hate it. Oh my God, I hate it.
All right. Good today one. We're going to start out with one of my favorite people of all times, Mr. John Cleese of Monty Python.
Oh.
How old is John?
Go ahead, Greg.
What do you? What's my? How old is he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, 80?
I'll say 75.
Well, we're going to have to give this one to Greg. John turned 79 yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday. Oh, it continues, Greg.
All right, former Rolling Stones bassist Bill Wyman.
Oh, no.
98.
I think I can win on this one. I think he's 76.
Larry, okay. You staying with
me? Oh, yeah. I absolutely am.
Did you win?
All right.
Probably.
Bill Wyman turned 82 on Wednesday.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Country singer, country musician, singer Charlie Daniels.
Charlie Daniels.
Has a birthday today.
What's his most famous song? The Devil Went Down to Texas or something?
Yeah, that's close enough,
yeah.
Georgia.
Fire on the Mountain.
Fire on the Mountain.
I met him once, a little bitty guy.
You want to guess?
I'll say 75.
I think he's a little older. I think he's 80.
We got to give this one to Greg again. Charlie turned 82 October today.
I really, really hate this game.
Yeah, that's because you're so good at it. Another one of my favorite musician, Bootsy Collins of Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Oh,
yeah, me too.
Oh,
he played with James Brown in the beginning, and then funky bass.
Bootsy is awesome.
You ever have him on? That'd be great.
I'll work on that.
That I would go and run to.
Yeah. I think he's like 78.
Ooh.
I think he's younger than that.
This one surprised me.
He's 60.
Well, Bootsy turned 67 on Friday.
God, he won't like me.
You know what? He's something in the water with him. He's looking good and working hard.
Yeah.
I saw the mothership land around 72 here in Indianapolis. What a show.
Wow.
I must say. All right, singer Helen Reddy.
Helen Reddy.
That's a hard one.
Canadian.
That's
hey.
Right. Hey. Got some moose horns I want to sell you.
Yeah. I'm buying.
Yeah. Go ahead, Greg.
72.
I'll stick with my 75.
Well, Mr. Batson, you got closer on this when she turned 77.
I still hate this game.
On Thursday. All right, let's get this over with then. Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, Weird Al. Let me guess this one.
Go ahead.
58.
Okay, I'll just underbid him a little bit. I'll say 60.
Well, he was 58 or 57 this last week. He turned 59 on Tuesday. He was 58 and just turned 59.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, you've lost
another round. Happy birthday, Weird Al.
All right, it's time for our fun Halloween facts.
Oh, cool.
Here we go.
All right. Now, The original jack-o'-lanterns were made with turnips and potatoes by the Irish.
Wow. Not
interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if Brock's laid out the candy corn kernels it sells each year end to end, they would wrap around the earth 4.25 times.
Damn,
right. My God.
Yeah, I can't even believe anybody likes those things.
I can't believe anybody measured it.
Oh, well, and you're going to really like this.
Yeah, they have
every day, 64 million Tootsie Rolls are made. That calculates to more than 44,440 each minute.
We need it.
Yeah, I don't like them. They'd be out of business if it's up to me.
Here's some really good news about Halloween candy. Now, according to the American Chemical Society, eating 262 fun-size Halloween candy bars will poison a 180-pound person. Now, don't worry about death by candy. You'd vomit before you'd be able to eat down that many candy bars in one sitting.
Jeez.
Yeah, now, think about that as you're falling asleep tonight. That's the Wild World News for October 28th.
Well, once again, a great job done by Dr. Henry Day and his staff at Wild World News headquarters in Indianapolis, Indiana. As we mentioned, now HD with a beautiful knotty pine paneling. They are under construction. And it's so good to have that parrot join us today with Greg Franco as our guest. I want to also remind everyone that our show is underwritten by SRI Records. SRI Records, what an incredible website they have. Rock, jazz, blues, country, it's all there. ELO, Hall & Oates, Chambers Brothers, fantastic, fantastic. And I'll tell you something, everybody. You can go to the website and listen to the music, the complete songs. You necessarily do not have to buy them. That's all available thanks to our CEO, Shelley Leibowitz, and the SRI Label Group.
Yep.
You put your
Greg Franco wears several hats when it comes to his music and his other creative endeavors. We know him as the front man and songwriter for the band Rough Church, but now Man's Body is what he's working with. He's taken a musical journey around the world, and he brings it today here to Wild World on Blog Talk Radio. Great to have you with us, Greg.
It's fantastic to be here, really. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I love that tune. I'll tell you, I was reading one of the critiques or the critic's response, and he said that tune sticks in your head. It absolutely does.
Yeah.
Remember when we had songs like that, and just there was a time where they'd stick in your head in a nice way?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I think you know it all started with a group called the Beatles. I mean.
Oh, no kidding.
I mean, it was absolutely, that's. So tell us about this new endeavor that you're working on, this Man's Body. What's this all about?
Oh, it's just kind of doing my Rough Church thing and booking this restaurant that I had all these bands, and a buddy of mine wanted to play a show and brought his band down. And I couldn't really book him, but they played another show and went to go see him. It's my buddy Andy, and he brought this guy to play from Chicago named Jay Nemi, and I became friends, and we started a project called Man's Body. So it was kind of friends through friends, and I had this idea of going to Chicago. I put him in Rough Church for a while playing drums, and then we started Man's Body. So it all kind of came together in a natural way. For my 50th birthday, he built me a nice guitar because he's a luthier. He built me a Telecaster. And we played
man.
In Chicago. We did a show in Des Moines, Iowa. We did a bunch of stuff. And then we just started recording and made this new record.
Well, that lyric that you have in that song, I should have wrote it down. Man, I'll tell you, after what the events have gone on this week, it's just that just hits home so much.
I know.
Repeat that lyric.
No time for hate. We can't debate, you know.
Yeah. It's phenomenal. Yeah. I mean.
Yep. Personal attachment to what happened yesterday. On a serious note, my wife's from Pittsburgh. She's born in Pittsburgh, and she's Jewish. And maybe we might even know some of the people who died yesterday. So
well,
yeah,
they just,
no time for hate. No time.
Yeah. We don't ever really talk about politics, but I tell you, we need to do something because it seems like there's more going on now than it has in a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's why we do music. And I wrote this song a while ago, and it was kind of about the idea of gender identification, things like that, too. So it has a multi-level of the song. What is it? Just a nice pop song, and if whatever pops out at you lyrically, I hope is makes people feel good right now.
Well, it is fantastic. You know, I always ask songwriters,
yeah,
when you're putting something, what comes first for you, the lyric or the melody, or how does that work for Greg Franco?
Well, you know, with this band, I mean, at Rough Church it might be different, but Jay's writing music, and we're doing the kind of Elton John Bernie thing where, you know, I'm writing the lyrics, and he has the music, and we kind of decide those two go together. But a lot of times, they're kind of separate deals. Lyrics are put in a book, and you're kind of inspired at a certain moment, and then music comes at another moment, and eventually they match up. But there are times where I just bust out a song and something happens. So that does happen, too.
You know, it's kind of wild. Go ahead.
Many ways to do it, I guess, you know.
Do you ever get an idea for a song in your dreams?
Yes, all the time. And a lot of times they don't really turn out the way the dream was, and they can never, like, it's impossible because it's crazy. But sometimes they're if they're riffy enough and kind of dumb enough in a way, then they come to me easily. So it's weird, but
well, I
yeah,
know
definitely.
Yeah. I know for sure Paul McCartney, he dreamt yesterday, and he woke up and basically wrote it. And he claims that came in a dream to him. What a dream that was.
Absolutely. There are times where I, you know, wake up with this obsession, but then it fades sometimes and you can't really always grab it. It's elusive sometimes, and sometimes it's obvious. It's weird.
Well, I know Keith Richards, he probably still does, keeps a recorder next to his bed. And the old story is he was playing the guitar and recording it, and basically he said he fell asleep, probably more like passed out. But
yeah.
He played the tape the next day, and it became Satisfaction. I mean
that riff is so great, right? Good Lord.
Yeah.
I don't think they thought they had a hit with it either in the beginning. He was like, okay, whatever. And that's sometimes where the hits come from, the ones that sneak up on you.
Well, I remember Joe Walsh once said that he wished if he'd known he'd have to play these songs hundreds of times, he'd have written better songs.
Come on, Joe. You've done fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he has. He's
Life's
okay.
Been good, Joe. Life's been good, remember.
Well, of course, and then he quit his drinking days when one day he woke up in Paris and he didn't know how he got there. So he says, maybe
that's rock and roll.
That is rock and roll, absolutely.
Yeah.
Our guest today, Greg Franco from Rough Church and Man's Body. Fantastic music, Greg. Man, I have to tell you, it's been a couple, 3 years since we had a chance to talk. But boy, you really, your wings are flying high.
I've got a good team, I think. You know, like, I don't want to just take all the credit for sure. Got a bunch of nice folks over here helping me in Rough Church, too, being part of Man's Body as well. So I've got a kind of collective of musicians that I'm really close to and attached to. It's a family thing. No.
Yeah, well, that's what it has to be. It has to be that way.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. We're going to be back with Greg Franco, more great tunes. You're listening to Wild World, Greg Franco, on Blog Talk Radio.
SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This Is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous. You should care for me. Awful nights, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the bells go, I know why. Simply 'cause that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging. Sure he's mellow, glad that I'm a fella, and I know, 'cause she knocked me off my feet. Have mercy on me. I know for certain, one I love. I'm through with flirting. It's you that I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love. Oh, you must take the A-train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in Arlington.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This Is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
SRI Records, our underwriter for Wild World here on Blog Talk Radio. Fantastic site. Go to it. Country, rock, jazz. Because I've been told by many who are jazz experts that it is the best site for jazz music. So please, srirecords.com. That'll keep us on the air here on Blog Talk Radio with our guest, Greg Franco.
That could be a new Halloween song.
Exactly.
What is the true meaning behind that little ditty there, Greg?
Well, you know, there's a song that Billie Holiday used to sing, and one of the lines is the way you hold your knife, da-da-da-da, right? So
yeah.
I just thought, wow, what do they mean by that in that song? So I wrote my own based on that, you know? So I guess I just wanted it to be a song about a guy sitting at a restaurant, kind of gazing at a very beautiful woman and knowing, oh, well, not this time. Funny. It's just a funny song about that, and he likes the way she holds her knife. Yeah. Cutting food. Eating.
Oh, okay. I was kind of scared. I was frightened for a moment. I
yeah, right?
That. And I thought, oh, wow, that's, yeah. So this new band, introduce the players in your new band, Greg.
Well, we've got Jay Neamey, who lives in Chicago, and he's also a writer and a luthier, and really smart guy, been in tons of bands, toured all over the place. He had his own band called Ashtray Boy, and they were signed to Minty Fresh Records out of Chicago, and he's done all these tours in the 90s and knows all these indie rock people, same people I do. So it was kind of neat. We had a lot of mutual friends. And then he was working, still does, at Guitar Center there in Chicago, and fixing guitars and stuff. And there's a guy working there, a young kid who was 19 at the time, Guitar Whiz, Marco Abaya, Italian kid from Chicago. And he's in our band. And now he's finally turned 21, and he's an amazing guitar player. So we got, like, you know, this whiz kid guitar player playing with us now, Marco. So we've been taking him all over the place, and he's getting a very interesting experience being in this band. So
well, you've been
that's the main three. We have other folks who play in Rough Church and Man's Body and do support stuff. But the main three are me, Marco, and Jay.
Well, you've traveled around the world, in, I mean, completely. What particular country gave you what you felt was the best reception? Or what, where did you enjoy playing the most, besides the USA?
Australia was really great. Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide. Yeah, Australia's got great rock and roll audiences, and they have kind of a culture around it for young people too. So it's neat because there's tons of bands, and they have it in the schools, and they support it. And that's, you know, not so much happening here like it was. Like when I was in school, all the marching bands were fully funded, and, you know, we traveled. But, yeah, they do all that stuff. When you start them young, you know, and then there's a scene around it, and then there's, you know, a lot of commerce around it. But if you don't support it from the time they're young, you know, that's really key, you know.
Sure, absolutely.
So,
music programs are very important.
I think
know.
They're extremely important, yeah. I mean, I started out playing French horn, marching band, the whole thing.
Do you still play the French horn, Greg?
I have one. No, I don't.
I
should.
You should. You need to write something for either band and incorporate that into the arrangements. I think it'd be spectacular.
Yep. Well, I know some people, like Probe and Gregory plays French horn for Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
So I can hire him.
But it's
he's
cheap
a,
you do it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it would be cheaper.
Well,
definitely.
You know, I'm a musician as well, and when I was years and years ago, instead of a bass player, I wanted to incorporate a tuba player.
I love the tuba.
I do too. I think it'd be have the tuba play all the bass lines. And it would be absolutely spectacular.
I played tuba. I played sousaphone in the marching band. I held that heavy thing. I did it. I did it. I had to learn bass clef. I was a little bit hard for me switching.
Yeah.
But I did it. And in a lot of music I hear all the time, especially in my neighborhood, it's Latin music.
Yeah.
They have banda bands, and you hear the bass coming from the tuba all the time. That's the bass for the most of the songs, you know.
Really? Well, I didn't even know I was ahead of my time.
Exactly.
I'll take full credit for that.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Larry, I'll note it down. Larry Batson did it.
I've had other ideas that weren't so great, though. But I'll tell you if you got come to the Midwest, I want to come and see. I want to sit in for a song.
Oh, yeah. I got a song for you. I could think of one right now.
Okay.
You could do that bass line the way you hold your knife. That's a bass.
Well, I play keyboards and violin.
Ooh.
But we could... we could work out something, I know.
I'm sure we can. Chicago, meet us.
Are you coming to Chicago anytime soon?
Yeah. I mean, we'll be there again next year. January, February hasn't booked yet, but yeah, we'll be there.
Now, ask you this, Greg. Why are you booking Chicago in January and February? It's an Arctic Circle there.
Yeah. Because the folks want us to come and we got to go. That's the way it is. I'd honestly rather be in Auckland, New Zealand, but I'll be in Chicago.
That'll be fun. Well, absolutely. We're talking to Greg Franco right here on Blog Talk Radio. More music here on Wild World with Dr. Henry Day and yours truly.
Batson's Wild Wild World on Wild Talk Radio.
And our guest, Greg Franco, and I have to ask you about this one lyric I just heard.
Okay.
Do it slow, don't let the breezes show.
Yeah. It sounds like something else, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, what's the true meaning behind that endeavor?
Well, I actually, that's a Jay song, and I just sang on that one. It's his production and his song, and you kind of have to ask him, but maybe I'll just leave it at that for now. But yeah, I think what he's trying to say is something deep about addiction and problems like that, you know?
Oh, okay. Well.
Yeah.
You know, I have this feeling, and I've never had a chance to see you guys live before, but I got a feeling this is a fun show to see, besides the music.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? It's amazing. We're going to do this show in L.A. on the 10th of November at Cafe Nilla. so everybody should come down. And we have great bands, Some Gifts, Titanic, The World Record. That's how I met Jay, was through The World Record, Andy from The World Record. Shout out to Andy, who is responsible for Man's Body. He doesn't know it, but he is. And then, let's see, we're also playing in Joshua Tree. We're doing a 2.5-hour set. We're doing 3 sets. We're doing a lot of music on a beautiful Sunday. It will be the 11th of November, which is the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, which is interesting.
Oh.
So Joshua Tree, and we'll be doing some peace songs and love and rock.
Well, what are the other shows? Now we're on that, talking about that. Let's get these plugs in.
We're playing in San Francisco at Winter's Tavern, at a place called Pacifica, California, on the 15th of November, and that's the end of that mini tour. We're doing some more recording for our next record here in L.A., and then we'll be back out to Midwest in the winter.
Well, we definitely got to check you out when you come to Chicago. That's a road trip, Dr. Day.
I think so.
Yeah,
you would love it. It would be a great show for you guys to come to. We're trying to get the Hideout. Anybody at the Hideout listening, please give us a gig.
Well, we'll work on that. But that's just amazing sounds, Dr. Day, don't you think? Huh? Wow.
Amen. Yeah, it's good to have Greg on again. It's nice to know that he's been doing well.
It is.
Thank you.
What a great spirit he has. I can tell. It's and the music is fantastic. We just love it. And
yep,
Go ahead.
If it's okay, what?
I said, if it's okay, we'll play it here on the show from time to time, even when you're not a guest. I think that'd be we need to share this with the world.
I think we do. I think that's the good thing.
Yeah. So you've kind of seen the change. Do you think it's better now that with the aid of the internet for promoting bands like yourself and other bands?
You know, it's in a kind of awkward phase still.
Yeah.
It's good and it's bad. But the internet is definitely great, you know, for musicians and great for bands. There's a lot of content out there. It's just the way these days that people are sifting through all that. I think the blogs help. People read, you know, like you like a certain genre of music and you can read about it like, you know, like Rolling Stone used to do, but there's more defined kind of, you know, you like a certain kind of music, not as broad. And so there's definitely that. And then they host our videos and stuff. And when they do, we get a lot of eyeballs. We also pursue college radio a lot. We're on the charts in college radio right now. That's a new thing for us to get that, to get up there and get more seen, you know?
Yeah, I'll bet. With all your musical journeys and so forth, I imagine you've had a chance to play with some artists that are well known. Do you have a favorite?
Well, I think on our scene, it's not the well known as much as what bands we kind of love and respect. And, and I was lucky enough to play in the Clean and with the Clean in September 2001, and that got me to New Zealand. And lucky enough to meet Jay and play with his bands, and you know, so I feel like we've never really played with any huge. I mean, we played with David Thomas once of Per Ubu, but that was a long time ago with my band Ferdinand.
Yeah.
I mean, there's times where you just pinch yourself, you know, where you go, wow. So, but we never played with like some big act. I could say, you know, you all know this band kind of thing, but in a weird way, we played with like the Figs and all these bands that you play with. The top of my head, I can't think of all of them, and you just go, wow, you know.
That's always a trip, and it's even a bigger trip when you think to yourself, our band's better than theirs.
Exactly.
Like that's the best there.
That's good. That can happen.
Yes, it can. What a great show, Dr. Day.
Yep, I wanted to ask Greg before we're done here, since we're so close to Halloween, have you had any supernatural encounters in your life?
I think we all do, and if we don't if we say that we don't, then you're not paying attention, you know? Absolutely. I mean, even like, and on an animal note, we get owls here once in a while, but they're so rare, and they'll sit on top of the telephone pole, and one came down and like swooped at me, and I thought, what the hell? And they're big, you know, they're like a small child or something. That's interesting. Don't you think? It scares the bejesus out of me. Speaking of Halloween, woo, woo.
Well, we live in the country. We see that they're quite plentiful out here. In fact, we've raised a couple that have gotten blown out of the nest, and mom wasn't able to, you know, of course, take them back to the nest. So we raised them and released them. But a wild story. One night we were driving home from who knows where, and an owl flew into our windshield of our car. And the impression on the glass was the face of the owl.
Wow. I mean, is an encounter.
Yeah, it was, the crack was actually, it was a round crack, and it looked, you could look at the windshield and say, wow, that looks like an owl. And
crazy.
The best, yeah, oh, it is, and the best part of it all is that the owl survived, so, because I went looking for him in the woods.
That's what I wanted to hear, survival.
Yeah, he was a little kooky after that, but
I think they're very interesting animals, to be honest. I'm kind of obsessed with them because, you know, not a lot of animals fly at night. How many, can you, top of your head, animals that fly at night or whatever?
Well, that's right. Owls, flying squirrels. Yeah, but you're absolutely right. In fact, one of the owls that we raised, it would come every night. It would come out of the woods. And I could call him in. I could hoot at him, and here he'd come. And we had mice that we kept around for our snakes, and he'd, basically, you throw the mouse up in the air, and he would swoop out of the tree and grab it before it hit the ground.
Yep.
It was pretty incredible. Greg, it's great to have you on the show. Gosh, we have to do this again. Any new albums you come out with and everything, just consider you have an invitation, and we'll do it. We're going to finish up this afternoon from Greg Franco, Man's Body. End of the Bender, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much, Greg.
All right.
Thank you, Greg.
No worries. Bye.
Just got a new best friend. everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz. You're listening to my friend Larry Batson's Wild, Wild World on Wild Talk Radio.